1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
I would like to comment on the current state of U.S. Special Forces ops in the Afghan theater, if I could.
You want? All right. Are you in the military, sir?
Well, that's always a question that kind of tenses me up.
And if you're in an office or on a speakerphone, could you get off of that?
Oh, sorry. Hold on. Close the door.
You said that question. I asked you if you're in the military. So the question tenses you up.
That is correct.
Why?
I am virtually in the military. I coach football, which I'm a tactician, a strategist.
You coach football where?
If you do me the favor not interrupting me, I appreciate it.
Well, you said you're a football coach?
I'm not a football coach per se. I'm a football coach, tactician, strategist. That's what we do as football coaches. We are tacticians and we are strategists. So to say I'm a football coach is, many of us find that offensive.
Oh, well, let's get back to what we're talking about here. You wanted to comment on the Afghan theater, on what's going on with the special U.S. forces, correct?
Yes, I do.
What did you want to say?
What I want to say is the United States military is doing a disservice to football coaches, tacticians, and strategists across this country because I have contacted them, or at least tried to make contact, and I haven't gotten a phone call back. And I haven't gotten so much as a go to hell from the Pentagon. And I know there are other football tacticians and strategists and coaches out there who haven't gotten so much as a go to hell from the Pentagon either.
And what are you asking them to do?
If I may be allowed to finish.
I'm going to allow you to finish, but I want you to tell me what it is that you want the Pentagon to do for football coaches. And
I don't see. There you go again.
All right, well, football coaches and strategists and tacticians, what do you want them to do?
I would like them to contact or at least have the common courtesy to return a phone call because we are not being utilized. There is a treasure trove of information. There is a treasure trove of a gold mine of knowledge that the football coach tactician in this country could help the military with, because right now I will tell you this thing is FUBAR. And I don't know.
All right, FUBAR is a military term for...
Well, I'm too much of a gentleman to tell.
All right, but it's effed up beyond all recognition.
That is correct, and the whole thing looks FUBAR. Now, what I am saying is, I haven't gotten so much as a go to hell from the Pentagon or that.
You've mentioned. Did you call the Pentagon, sir? What is your name, by the way?
My name is Vernon, Phil.
All right, Vernon. Did you get a call? Did you call the Pentagon? Did you call the Joint Chiefs? Have you made any?
I have made several efforts to contact both Donald Rumsfeld, who is our Secretary of Defense, as well as the Joint Chief Chairman. As well as a variety of the heads of the services, it's beyond me why they have not utilized thousands and thousands of tacticians and strategists that are right here in their own backyard so that we can get this thing kicked off in Afghanistan and so that it isn't so FUBAR. But I haven't gotten so much as a go to hell.
Yeah, I know, from the Pentagon and from the guys, because you are a football coach, right?
Are you trying to piss me off?
I'm not trying to do anything. I'm asking you, what do you call yourself?
I call myself what all high school football coaches call themselves, tacticians and strategists. And wouldn't you think that in this country...
I've never heard of a football coach calling himself that.
Well, are you a football coach, sir?
No, I am not.
Well, then I guess you don't know what you're... You know, you open your mouth on some things that you don't know nothing about.
All right, so the football coaches across America are going to help the American military in plotting strategy and operational art and tactics and everything else in Afghanistan.
Well, you say that as if we have nothing to offer. You say that...
Well, I don't know how football associates itself with the military.
I don't even know where to begin with a stupid comment like that.
Okay, look, you know, we can do this nice or we can do this the hard way.
Well, it's patently ignorant to say that football has nothing to do with military strategy. It's patently stupid. There are thousands of football coaches across this country that could get this thing in Afghanistan rolling without this FUBAR.
What is FUBAR about what's going on? My understanding is they sent the special forces in association with the British.
Okay, right there. Why do we need that? That's an insult. I can't even. Oh man, the fact that the British. Are you trying to tell me that they know more about it than we do? You've got thousands of football coaches who haven't gotten so much as a go to hell from the Pentagon, and we're letting the British are telling us how to do this,
And hold on, 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Henry Show. Vernon, right?
Yes, sir.
Vernon what?
Phil, my name is Vernon Dozier. I'm the head football coach at Belmar Academy in Glendale.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. And what you're telling me is the football coaches, strategists, tacticians have not yet received a comment, have not received any invitation, have not received any calls from any military in this country because you guys could help to plot this thing in Afghanistan. And you're making a long leap here between sports and the military. And
well, you know something, sir? There are millions and millions of football coaches across this country who would beg to differ with you. And I guess you don't like football. And
I love football. I live for Sunday afternoon.
Well, Friday night is my night, and that's high school football in America. And I would tell you this much. If we don't get the common courtesy of a phone call from the Pentagon, what do you think the American people would think about this, Phil?
Well, don't you think the Pentagon's got a few more fish to fry right now than to call up high school football coaches?
What do you think the American people would do, Mr. Henry? I'm just going to go right by your comment, okay, because I want to make mine.
And so you don't want to hear what I've got to say?
I just want to ask you, what do you think the American people would do if all of a sudden there wasn't any high school football on Friday night? Because the football coaches, strategists and tacticians across this country had finally had it up to here with being treated like we're just garbage and being ignored at a time when our country could use our tactical and strategical knowledge. We haven't gotten so much as
a go to hell?
Yes, sir, from the Pentagon. That is right.
Yeah, I figured you'd say that because you've been beating that one into the ground.
You know,
Mike, did you talk to our screener?
I talked to a man before I talked to you, yeah.
And what did you tell him?
I said, and I will say it again, that I have personally been insulted by not having so much as been consulted on how to operate this FUBAR operation they got going on over there in the Afghani region.
And you are a football... Do you have any military training?
Yes, I do.
Where?
I'm a football coach.
No, I mean, do you have any military training in the military?
Mister, apparently you're not hearing anything I'm saying.
So in other words, your football coaching career is tantamount to military experience.
You know something?
Is that right? Your football coaching career...
You know something? I was on my knees last Friday night after we beat Mountain Christian. And I looked across the field, and I saw my team going off the field.
All right, you're going to tell me a story here, but I want to know...
I knew just then what Napoleon must have felt like during the agonizing retreat from Moscow. The way the Germans...
Well, what, did you lose the game?
Yeah, we lost that game. And you know something? You almost sound happy that we did.
I don't know you from Adam, sir. I don't know who you are.
Then why would you... gleefully ask me.
I'm not gleefully asking if you lost the game. I'm saying you lost the game. You're comparing losing last Friday night's game. Who was it?
I coached for Belmar Academy.
Who were you playing?
Mountain Christian.
You lost to Mountain Christian, and you compare that to Napoleon's agonizing retreat through the snow from Moscow.
Apparently, you don't know anything about military tactics or strategy. And I haven't gotten so much as
a... Let me guess, a go-to-hell from the Pentagon and a phone call. Is that right? Hello?
I'm trying to keep my temper here.
Look, maybe there's something I don't get or I don't understand about a football coach being consulted by the Pentagon. The Pentagon, the United States military headquarters, needs to...
That's exactly right. They need to get with the tacticians and strategists who coach... football, there's strategy all over the place on Friday nights and Saturday nights. This country is blanketed, draped with strategy. And why won't they call and ask us about it? I'll tell you why they won't call and ask us about it. Because many of them in the military don't want to be showed up. A lot of them are past their time. A lot of them should put their papers in. And perhaps they don't know what they're doing, because I think the whole thing's FUBAR. And
yeah, you've used the FUBAR reference here for a long time. And you've also threatened that there wouldn't be any football on a Friday night.
I'm just asking, how would you like to not have a football game to go to on a Friday night? Because if we are continually ignored, I know there's a lot of high school coach strategists and tacticians who would just as soon say, to hell with it. I'll stay home, I'll watch must-see TV or what have you.
Which is on Thursday nights.
Well, all right, you want to make a joke out of it.
No, you're the guy that said it. 1-800-449-8686. I'd be happy to field some phone calls for you, sir, Mr. Dozier, or should I call you General?
No. Should I call you stupid? Because that's...
You know, this is where you've taken it, okay?
No, I've taken it to a very logical place. Because the Pentagon has not given me so much as a...
Go to hell.
No, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say drop dead. So you're not that smart, are you? You thought I was going to say go to hell, and I said drop dead.
Maybe you said drop dead because I said go to hell first.
No, I didn't. I was going to say drop dead even before you said go to hell. So you aren't as smart as...
Well, whatever, man. 1-800-449-8686. He's a football coach, strategist, tactician, and the Pentagon hasn't called and consulted with the high school football coaches of America on how to handle this Afghan thing, and it's insulting. He says he's insulted. He's personally insulted. And the fact is that he thinks the whole operation in Afghanistan is foobar. 1-800-449-8686. What's this guy's name, Mike? Vernon Dozier. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
You don't take it seriously, Neil.
Were you ever in the military, sir?
Was I ever what?
Were you ever in the military? We're talking with Vernon Dozier. He's a high school football coach.
I've been in the military for 30 years.
I'm not talking about coaching football. Have you been...
That's what I'm talking about. I coach football, which is exactly the same thing, perhaps even superior to military strategy. Every weekend, we go out and go to war. How often does the Army go to war?
Well, wait a second. The Army...
How often does the Army go to war? I'll tell you how often. About every time Halley's Comet goes by. Maybe they've been to war like 5 times in the history of the country. I go to war every Friday night. And every Friday night I see my soldiers going to battle. And every Friday...
Have you been in the military is my question.
I'm a football coach. Yeah, I'm in the...
So you consider yourself to be in the military right now?
That's right. And not only that, they better start... Given me so much as a...
Go to hell from the... I got it. Okay, let me go over to a phone call here, and...
I didn't want to take any phone calls.
Well, I took your phone call, so you're going to take some phone calls. I'm sorry.
Look, there's nothing anybody's got to say to me.
Hold on. Dan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Phil, I'm not in the military. I've never listened to any talk radio. I just turned it on. You deserve a medal for putting up with this idiocy. This is ludicrous.
A college sir, I have 30 years. 30 years. I've been a high school football coach, and for 30 years.
I'll tell you what. Somebody's falling asleep because you don't deserve to be a football coach.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't want my kid playing around you. I'll promise
Why?
You that.
Why is that?
I'm going to tell you what. You're nuts, man. Comparing a football game to this war?
Let me tell you something, my friend. How many times has the military gone to war? Maybe 5 times since the beginning of our country.
Let me tell you something.
But I go to war every Friday. A life. I've got a life. Every Friday night, I go to war.
If you think that comparing a high school football game to what's going on in Afghanistan...
Oh, are you calling it sissy or something? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just
Some kind of a sissy deal?
Let me tell you something, bud.
Sir,
I don't know if you've even... Are you going to coach high school football?
I've been coaching high school football for 30 years, and I would have played.
I certainly wouldn't want my kids
you
to
never
have
played,
an attitude like you.
You never... Coach Dozier, you never played football?
I had a bad knee.
So you never played?
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, what's it supposed
to... You're talking about going to war. You never even played. You don't even know what war is really like.
Every Friday night, I watch those boys go out, and I don't know how many of them are coming back.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
How many are coming back?
Yeah.
What, do you mean, like they'll die?
Have you been reading a newspaper, or do you guys just sit and play with your joystick? Kids have been dying on the football field this year. Yeah. Go ahead and laugh all you want about it.
You know, I tell you what.
You want to sit there and play with your joystick, you go right ahead.
Let me tell you something. You need to be someplace and play with a joystick because you don't need to be coaching kids that are trying to learn a lesson about football when you're talking about comparing it to war in Afghanistan.
Look, how many times do we go to war once a week? We know stuff. The military, they sit around and they play with their joystick. Football is not just a game anymore.
16 and 17-year-old kids.
At least we're not sitting
in the field.
I'm not some general at an Air Force base playing with my joystick.
Boy, you know, you got on that kick after that whole not so much as a go to hell from the Pentagon. Listen, thanks for your call, whoever it was, Dan, I think. Richard, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
After 10 days short of 39 years in the military and retiring,
I did not know that I was taking phone calls.
Well, we're going to take some phone calls since I let you stay on the air so long. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, 38 years, 11 months, 20 days of military service, retiring.
You ever played football?
Having served in Vietnam for my tour and other places in the world.
Have you ever played football?
Yeah, I did when I was young.
All right.
And I went on to other things. And
I can't even hear you.
Okay, Richard, your car phone is a real piece of crap. Hold on. Jeff, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, where did you get this guy at? I wouldn't want this guy leading a Boy Scout troop. And like I said, I mean, granted, football coaches are excellent strategists, but there's a big difference between football strategists and military.
What is your military experience?
I was in the military.
Well, I'm not talking about peeling potatoes.
I didn't peel potatoes.
I'm talking about practical combat experience. Well,
what combat experience have you had?
I've seen guys go out onto a football field and put their guts into it. All right, and this guy, what's your name, Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't have anything to say to me.
Saying then is because I like to play Stratego that the Pentagon should call me.
No, they shouldn't, because you sit around yanking your joystick all day long. Yeah, you got that, son. And I would say that what you need to do is just stay there in front of your TV set and go get yourself another takeout pizza.
All right, let's look at you can't be serious when you talk about a guy going to Vietnam or a guy going to war, and all of a sudden he is going to be compared to a guy out there coaching a football game.
I was on my knees when we got beaten by Mountain Christian, and I knew how it felt. Probably the firebombing of Dresden was very similar, going to a bomb shelter, and I was on my knees.
What were you doing on your knees after you lost a football game?
I was brought to my knees by the humility of it. And I stayed there in the pouring rain, and I allowed it to rain on me, because that was my penance. I was giving that to God. I let it rain on me for 3 hours. My wife came to pick me up, and I said, you go away. You come back about 1:30. The game ended at 10, and I had my wife pick me up at 1:30. I stayed on the field, kneeling there with the rain pouring on me. And that's how I felt. I did my penance.
Penance?
That's right, for losing that game. Now, the military can use a guy like me, because it's FUBAR over there.
Yeah, they need a real screwball, man. I mean, you sound like that guy from Dr. Strangelove. Michelle, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Dr. who?
Strangelove.
Yes.
Yeah, I bet you and your friends are into that, huh? Strangelove. Yeah, you and all your friends.
Hey, what's your name?
What's your name?
My name is Michelle. What's
now,
your name?
I got a woman who knows nothing of the tactical art of football or war.
Oh, you wait just a minute.
Wait
just a minute. I know a lot of things, and
you know about football?
You are crazy.
You know about football?
I know about football. How could you possibly compare football to a war?
Because football is a war, Michelle.
Let me tell you something.
Guys
if you've been teaching
guys
and coaching
people,
for
you know
30
how many
years,
guys have been killed
you've
playing
been
football?
And coaching for
do you know how many
years
people die every year playing football? Do you know how many people die every year playing football?
Yeah, they
about
die
300,
of heat stroke
about
and heart 300 problems.
A year.
300 a year
a
don't
things.
Die.
I'm a teacher.
You know,
I know
a lot of
things.
Things. Really? Wow. How many rings are around the planet Uranus?
You know what I want to know?
You know, here's
I
want to
know what district you teach in.
What district? I'm at the Belmar Academy in Glendale. It's a private school. I've
Where
been coaching
the heck
there for
is that?
Glendale, California. You never heard of California, okay? If you get
yeah,
a map
I've
out,
heard of California.
Get a map out.
To
when the way over on the
call
left.
About you.
You want to call my who?
And I also want to know.
You want to look at my what?
What
did she
are you doing
say?
On a Friday Wait. Afternoon on the radio when you should be praying over your silly football team?
My team right now is getting ready. I
well,
had to
what are you doing that's sitting
radio.
On the phone?
Because you people, because I heard Mr. Hendry show
Don't
and he was
you
pissing
say
me
you
off.
People.
No, you people, you
Let me
and
tell
all
you
of
what.
Your
I'm in
friends.
Houston, Texas.
Oh,
I
Jesus.
Traveling.
You had to say that, didn't you?
I'm traveling. Right. I have never
traveling.
Called
have you graduated?
A radio station.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Time now for Looking on the Bright Side with Colleen Kristen Brewster, owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster Travel Agency. And Colleen joins us from her office in Laguna Beach, California. All I got was a fax here, Colleen, about a seminar that you are going to be sponsoring the weekend of the 26th. Is that correct?
That is correct, Phil. We are sponsoring On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Is sponsoring a retreat, a women's retreat and seminar, Friday the 26th, 27th, and 28th in the Palm Springs area. And it's a difficult time for all of us. And this is a really, really difficult thing that we're trying to put together. But I think it's time for all American women, especially. Men, yes. But I think it's time for all American women, too. We really need to embrace the possibility, Phil, and I'm just saying the possibility, that for whatever reason we could lose this war with the Taliban, and there will be some decisions for American women to make. Now,
we could lose this war with the Taliban. I'm following. We could lose this war with the Taliban, and there's decisions for American women to make.
Yes, and I don't mean to scare anybody, but I think there are a lot of American women who need information. This will be an information-based seminar, the 26th, 27th, and 28th. We will give out a phone number.
Well, before we give out phone numbers, first of all, the possibility of losing the war with the Taliban means what? You're talking about women.
I really, really am, Phil, and I think that we need to, as American women, be forewarned. Forewarned is forearmed. What will it be like under a Islamic regime? What kind of clothes will we be required?
Well, wait, this is fatalistic and defeatist talk. I mean,
Phil, I believe we still have a constitution which allows me the freedom of speech, and I'd like to continue with what I'm saying.
But this is defeatist talk. You're talking about women preparing to, you hear what I'm saying?
Phil, we cannot refuse to accept the situation. The Russians were defeated by these people. The British were defeated by these people. If the Islamic regime of the Taliban is able to somehow effect an Islamic regime in America, American women need to know what's expected of them.
I think it's extremely defeatist.
I think it's extremely realistic. And I know there are a lot of women out there that understand what I'm talking about. So if you could get your male ego out of the way for a moment so that I can help the thousands of American women listening to you prepare themselves for living under an Islamic regime.
Get my male ego out of the way.
Could I just finish? Because you invited me on your show. I did not call you.
We had a fax.
You invited me. I did not call you.
You are going to be having a seminar in Palm Springs on how American women can accept, what is it?
Training women to adapt to the Islamic lifestyle and the expectation of women under the Islam government.
I just don't know how you can think that way.
Phil, we can't refuse to accept the situation. I am trying to get women ready so we don't start filling body bags. And it's really, really scary for me.
Filling body bags.
That's right. We have to do so many things, Phil. There's a checklist here.
All right, what are the things now you're saying that American women, if we lose and we become an Islamic regime, what are the things they got to do?
First of all, we need to get women used to the idea of sharing men. I have a lot of lesbian friends. That is going to obviously be something that is prohibited by the Taliban's. Training with the burqa, the long shroud-like gown, deference to men. So the toughest part is going to be getting women ready for the mindset. This is really difficult for me.
So then why even talk about this? Why even accept the possibility of... You've got American women out there. You want them to come to some seminar so they can get ready to learn how to share men, wear a burqa, be deferential to men. And what is this about taking the occasional beating from a man or a rock to the head?
That is the reality. And as American women, we are tough women, and we can adapt to a lot.
Well, you want women to get used to getting beaten by men?
That's what the Islams will want. We need to get along to get along. Have you ever heard that phrase, Phil? Have you ever heard...
Yeah, I've heard the get along to get along. So women in America...
Yes. It is a sad reality. I'm simply saying to all of my sisters out there, there is a way that we can survive under an Islamic regime. And if America loses this war, and God, I hope we don't, but if we do, we need to start thinking about how we can adapt. I'm not saying you'll get beaten, but beatings are legal under the Islams.
And so get ready to take a beating from your husband.
Oh, what? We're not supposed to? We're supposed to go to jail? Are you going to go to jail?
I'm not even considering the possibility of my wife taking a beating from me.
Well, if the Islamic regime takes over, you will be expected to beat your wife and to give her an occasional cane to the ass. And I'm sorry to put it...
I will do no such thing, okay? I will run. I will not live here. I will fight.
Get you. John Wayne, huh?
What do you mean, John Wayne? You're sitting here getting women ready to be, to accept...
An Islamic regime. That's right, Phil. Are you saying that there's no way we could lose?
I'm saying that if as a country we stick to it and we
Are you saying there's no way we could lose?
I'm not saying there's no way.
Then we have to start drafting this letter to the Taliban leadership, which I have sent your fax on, and we will discuss at our women conference. Now, first of all, we want to get the Taliban leadership. We need to ask guidance in the event that America loses. We want to know just exactly how they want us dressed. What they want.
So, in other words, you're just going to bend right over and wait for the cane even before they apply it. I mean, to me, this is defeatist thinking.
You may call it defeatist. I call it realistic. The men in this country, Phil, I don't know, I've slept with a lot of them, and they just don't seem to have what it...
Yeah, you don't have any faith. It's not anything about the men in this country being soldiers.
We just need to learn... In the event we lose this war, to be good and humble hosts to our new leadership, the Taliban men, show them that we are submissive. Yes, show them how good we are in bed. Show them how good we can be in bed. Just in case.
Just in case.
Yes.
That we lose.
Yes. Well, Mr. Talk Show Host?
Well, yeah, I'm the talk show host. I can't believe what I'm hearing. On the weekend of the 26th, you and a bunch of women will go out. Have you got a phone number?
We do have a phone number I'll give later on in the program.
So that all the women listening right now, in the event that we lose to the Taliban and we become an Islamic regime, they can go out and learn how to take a cane to the ass and a rock to the head.
It's not all bad from what I've seen.
Oh, no. That escorted by a man after dark, that's pretty cool stuff. Let me give our phone number out here. It's 1-800-449-8686. Colleen Kristen Brewster from On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. And in the press release, it says, American women need to learn to adapt to the Islamic lifestyle in the event that we lose this war. Bikinis and all traditional forms of dress are out. Lesbians, out. The burqa, in. He's got this whole, what is this?
Entertainment Weekly, when they have what's in, what's out. And so it's just a fun thing.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Out, bikini. In, the burqa. Out, flower. Look at this. Out, flowers and a walk on the beach. In, a cane to the ass and a rock to the head. Is that romantic?
I'm covering all the bases, Phil. It's kind of fun the way we do it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun there, having that little Entertainment Weekly thing.
It's like the Jefferson Tea. What's good, what's bad. You know, I know you don't like me very much right now.
I don't like this defeatist talk. 1-800-449-8686. We are drafting a letter to the Taliban leadership asking guidance in the event that America loses to the Taliban and becomes an Islamic republic. There are 150 million American women who will not know what to do. How to wear a burqa, how to not go out after dark, how to take the occasional beating. Oh, is this supposed to be funny? And how not to shave our upper lip. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Colleen Kristen Brewster is on the line with me. Yeah, and the name of this feature is Looking on the Bright Side. What is she? Hey, Colleen, I just got a question for you. How's this looking on the bright side?
What?
This whole thing, wait to get taken over by the Islams.
I think it's looking on the bright side to be ready, ready, willing, and able to submit to whatever Mueller decides to drag you into a house.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
I'm really, really cute, and I do have a really good body. I tried on a burqa the other day, Phil, that a friend of mine had brought back from the Middle East during Desert Storm. It really is kind of nice because men can't see your body, and they do not ogle you.
If you're talking about wearing one of those Islamic burqas so that a man can't see your body, in the possible advent of an Islamic Republic, you want women to be prepared.
You know, for an intelligent man, you're really a little bit stupid. You don't get...
No, I hear what you're saying. You think America could get taken over by the Taliban, become an Islamic Republic, and then all our women are walking around wearing those shrouds. Here is Maria on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil. I had to call.
First of all, I'm really cute. I've got a really good body, and I hate men staring at me.
Go ahead, Maria.
Okay. I had to call just because of the fact that when I first heard... I thought... I was in Israel. I didn't know where I was. And let me
Israel? They don't wear that stuff in Israel. Ha, ha, ha.
I'm sorry.
How stupid can you be?
Taliban. My first point is that I don't know if you had grandparents that are alive when you were born or what the deal was, but my grandfather didn't fight in World War II so that you could give up so easily. Second of all,
you have to accept the situation. It's possible that they may make you wear a scarf on your head.
Let me tell you something. First of all, I wasn't raised, and I listened to my grandfather's stories, and I wouldn't, by giving up so easily, I'd rather fight for the country, go to war, get drafted as a woman, and fight for this country.
But wait a minute.
My children, then let me finish.
Girls can't fight. We don't even know how to make a fist.
Who doesn't? I take Taekwondo, girl, okay? And if you want to be any kind of woman, you better stand up for yourself. And let me tell you something else. One more thing. Let me finish what I'm saying.
But
the other thing is, if I had daughters, I would not raise them to be like this.
That's the spirit, Maria.
You're going to lead this girl into a body bag, Phil.
No, I like listening to Maria. Gives me faith in our American women.
I know not one American woman that would do what you're saying to do. Let me tell you something.
But
I know one that would come to your thing and protest your thing.
That's what you ought to do. Go and protest outside the gates
anyway?
Of it.
I'm not going to say.
I'll tell her. It's going to be in Palm Springs, and when we get the information, we'll announce it.
You're going to mess everything up. You're going to make everything bad.
Yeah, well, I'm going to mess
bad.
You up.
Everything bad.
Have you ever worn a burqa?
No, here's the question.
Burqa.
Do you have grandparents? Do you have a grandfather? Did you have a grandfather?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, yeah. What are you talking about?
Did you have a grandfather?
Did you have a grandfather?
Yeah.
Did he fight in World War II? Did he give his life? Did he almost give his life for his country?
If he did, he's not going to run around telling people about it.
Well, why wouldn't he?
I don't know.
Then you know what? You don't appreciate
Maria,
people.
If the Islams take over and they want us to wear burqas,
guess what?
I'd rather die
than give this country to them.
That's
my grandfather
the spirit,
didn't
Maria.
Die. My grandfather didn't die.
You're a girl. You can't fight. Girls can't fight.
Girl, I can
women
fight better
can
than
fight.
A man, let me tell you.
Women know how to fight.
But how? Would we slap them? What would we do?
How?
Carry a
I can
gun.
Use a gun.
You know that women.
I can use a gun.
The Israeli army has women in it, okay?
I didn't know about that.
You could pick up a gun.
I mean, you're going to let them take over this country?
Maria, you know as well as I do that when a man wants you, just bend over and spread and wait. It'll be over soon.
What kind of advice is that?
You know what, Phil? That's advice of someone who wants
to be treated like that.
That's all there is to it.
That's a coward. That's a coward. That's what that
exactly.
is.
Exactly. That is a coward.
It's not
you know what? I think something is wrong. I think something has happened to her to make her feel this way. Because I know not one woman, one girl, that would take this.
I know. Need to send a telegram to the Taliban and ask us exactly what kind of sexual positions they like, what kind of...
God almighty, listen to you, woman. Listen to you. Stand up like a human being for yourself, for your country. Wrap yourself in the red, white, and blue and have no fear.
Oh,
Phil, she's not an American. She is not an American. If she had any American blood in her, she would fight for this country.
I have Mexican blood, too.
How do you know?
One night a Mexican asked me, do you have any Mexican in you? And I said, no. And he said, you do now. And I said,
well, isn't that funny?
What?
That's a crude joke.
I didn't know.
You know what?
You didn't know, yeah. All right, Maria, I got to run. I got to take another call, Maria, but I thank you for your call. Laura, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to just say that whoever this person is that you're talking to, if she thinks for 1 minute that American women are going to stand by and take it or be caned in the ass or whatever
it was,
Laura.
Way to go, Laura.
She's insane.
Oh, you've been reading too many comic books. You know that the easiest thing we can do is submit.
I will never
not go out after dark.
Never. I'd rather end up in a body bag.
First of all, the Islams say that we don't have to have jobs. We can stay home.
Who cares what they say?
That's good, though.
Why is that good?
Good for a woman that doesn't want to have a job. What about a woman that does want to have a job?
In time, she'll see it's for the best.
I own my own business, okay?
Me too.
And I can tell you right now, I will never, never submit.
The Islams will not want you to own your own business. They'll kill you. They'll kill you.
Well, then they'll kill me. But you know what? I'll take a few of them with me.
Learn how to take it on top, on bottom, on the knees. We have to save our country. What about our children?
On top, on the bottom, and on the knees. Well, all I can tell you, I hope there's a man in your life who will stand beside you when, somebody's trying to get you to take it on top, on bottom, or on the knees.
I can tell you this. My husband will stand with me.
My boyfriend works at the Four Seasons Hotel in Mexico, so he lives there.
Yeah, I guess he wouldn't be here then, would he, when the Taliban takes us over?
Laura, in time you'll see that I'm right. Come to our seminar.
No, I don't think so.
Yes.
Matter of fact, I don't even see why you're getting airtime.
Well, she sent me a...
Yeah, why are you giving me airtime, big boy?
Because you sent me the facts, so we called you up. Here is Marianne. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
I think you're doing a disservice to a lot of American women. We ought to get ready for the cane, and instead you're making us think...
Go ahead, Marianne.
Tell them to put the radio on.
Marianne, you need to talk to me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Listen, Marianne,
have you ever been hit with a cane in the ass?
That our forefathers died for us to live free or die. I don't know what kind of American will wait for enslavement and then for you to call for the enslavement of your entire gender.
But wait a minute.
That's not America to me.
We could submit and then later on have a revolution.
You submit. In fact, you're so ready to submit. Why not pack your bags and head on over there right now?
Because I have a tour group going to Jamaica on the...
Okay. You had your
third.
Time to talk. Yeah. I'm the caller. Okay? This is America. America to me is not enslavement. It's not undignified. I don't know what kind of country you would like to live in. I would rather be dead.
I would rather take a cane to the ass.
Aren't you embarrassed to call yourself an
American?
Absolutely.
It's good to hear these good, strong women calling
in.
I'd rather get paddled
to get us all riled up
with a fly swatter.
To point fingers at people like you who are not.